At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be partly cloudy in the mid-40s, becoming mostly sunny for tomorrow, a light breeze in the low 60s, then mostly clear for tomorrow night. That light breeze will continue overnight in the upper 30s, then mostly sunny for Sunday in the low 50s, with patchy frost for Monday morning. Then mostly sunny in the low to mid-50s, partly to mostly sunny for Tuesday. If you have trouble entering or exiting your bathtub, call Safe Step Walk-In Tubs with the option of a free shower package and therapeutic options available. Just call 800-644-0765. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good. It's good. Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards. Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
On a crisp fall October evening, it feels like World Series weather, but it's football weather. Welcome to Trumbull High School's McDougal Stadium for Greenwich Cardinals football, as tonight The Greenwich Cardinals, coming off a loss to the Wilton Warriors, take on their old friends, the Trumbull Eagles. Good evening, everyone, with Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Dan Murphy alongside of me. I'm Rob Adams. And the Cardinals coming off a 20-17 loss to the Warriors in a pretty surprising game last week, but they're ready to go. A long chat with head coach Anthony Morello before the game tonight. And, Dan, I think the Cardinals they had themselves a good week of practice.
Huge opportunity for a bounce-back game here if you're Greenwich. We were talking with Coach Morello on the sideline while the team was in warm-ups and seemed very focused, seemed like the team was very focused for this game. After a game like that last week, that's the first thing you want to do is put it behind you. Get on to the next one as soon as you can. Get focused on your next opponent. Seems like the team is ready to go tonight, and let's see what they have in store for us.
I asked Coach Morello how was practice, and he just started laughing, and that told me all I needed to know right there. He felt there were some, you know, the team was a little run down on some sides of the ball, that, you know, things were not as crisp, that there were things that needed to be corrected. Yes, there was a turnover, but there were defensive concerns as well coming off that turnover. So there are things they needed to do better. He says they corrected them this week in practice.
Well, and they need to be better, let's be honest. You know, coming up here to Trumbull, this is a good football team they're playing tonight. Trumbull sitting at 3-2 coming into this game. Very much in the mix for a playoff spot in Class LL, coming off a win last week against McMahon 28-18. This is a program that's looking to make strides. You know, they were 4-6 a year ago. They're looking to make that next step and get into the playoffs this season. And you got to like some of the talent that they've got on this roster that can give Greenwich some trouble.
And a very proud program at Trumbull under head coach Mars Petrosio, who we didn't get a chance to talk to tonight. And I normally am able to catch up with him, but he's kind of snuck away from us tonight. So we'll catch up with him down the road. But Mars knows quite a thing or two about coaching. Great job, of course, for so long at Staples, and then came back to his alma mater where he played for Jerry McDougal and has really put this program in the right direction, but they haven't taken that big step yet.
Well, and they can start to take that next step behind their offensive key players, such as their offense is run by Caleb Buchiski, their junior quarterback. Played all 10 games a year ago as a sophomore, got that year in under his belt. He's looking much better this year. I'm really impressed watching him on tape, Rob. He can scramble outside the pocket, extend plays. He can run with it down the field if he has to. He can buy time finding receivers down the field. They have a stable of running backs that they love to go to as well. All of them are capable of making big plays. And on defense as well, their linebacking core led by team captains Will Carley and Wes Dayton. Evan Liguori's been flying around making plays for them so far this year. So Trumbull's got some playmakers that can give Greenwich some trouble here if they're not 100% in on this game.
And the Cardinals are going to have to find their playmakers once again. You know, there were things that concern you last week, and Hector Lopez could not get going in the A-gap. Wilton did a great job of shutting things down up front.
Definitely had his weakest performance of the season so far, only 14 carries for 50 yards. So MJ D'Angelo carried the load in the run game. He did okay running for over 100 yards himself, but when you're one-dimensional like that and you're relying on your quarterback to make plays with his arm and with his legs, that's really not a sustainable recipe for success, especially against a team as talented as Wilton. Have they learned their lessons from last week, and can they make some adjustments? We know that Coach is looking to get some of his, you know, depth players into the rotation here, especially at the skill positions and also on defense. So we'll see what he has in store for us tonight. But I would look for Greenwich's offense and defense to look much better tonight.
Cardinals in the left end zone right now, paralleling, of course, Daniel Farm Road back behind us. They're in the white tops and bottoms tonight with the white helmet. Cardinal on each side, the red sharp edge numbers as they begin to make their way onto the field, and they'll go to the far sideline. The Eagles awaiting. They will come in their black and muted gold from across the way, and they will make their appearance coming through a banner that says Eagle Nation in just a moment, and then we'll be off and running with a coin toss and football to be played, and on they come, obviously. They spare no expense for noise. And the funny thing is, the guy with the horn, with the siren, he's wearing headphones.
Yeah, you need them if you're standing next to him, right?
Yeah, he walks in with a whole case ready to go, and wow. And, of course, the cannon is lined up in the end zone as well in case the Eagles score. So, yeah, they put on quite a show here.
I see the marching band down there and everything.
You got a marching band tonight. I mean, this has the feeling of high school football, doesn't it?
This is high school. This is Friday Night Lights. You know, this is as good as it gets right here.
Mike King, the athletic director here, a good man. I've known him a long time. Mars, know him well. This has become kind of a second, you know, a comfortable place for me to come broadcast. Said hello to a few of the parents before the game tonight as well from Trumbull through all the baseball stuff I do up here. So it's always nice to see Greenwich and Trumbull get together. And once ACDC is done singing,
if you get him going, he might not stop.
I know, might not. All right, the Eagles on the near side. Their captain's getting ready to come out. Will Carley, Wesley Dayton, and Geronimo Cerna will be the three. And across the way for the Cardinals, it's Max Merrick, MJ D'Angelo, Jack Carroll, and Peter Vumbelakis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to McDougal Stadium at Trumbull High School. And tonight's contest between the Cardinals of Greenwich and your...
The Eagles wearing the black helmets with the capital T on the side. And as always, those gold numbers. But as I always tell you, it's a very muted. It's not a bright gold. It's a very muted gold. Looks quite a bit, as some have told me, look like Army.
I can see that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I always thought kind of New Orleans Saints.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
The good New Orleans Saints uniforms. The better ones.
Thank you for your cooperation, and enjoy tonight's game.
All right, eventually these captains are going to walk to midfield.
Yeah, don't be shy, guys.
Mars Petrasio is talking, in fact, with one of the officials. And now they're coming out.
I don't think he's making dinner reservations. That's just a guess, though.
Oh, Mars has got his dinner reservations for later. He's good.
He's good to go. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. All right, captains to midfield. And hellos all around. Cardinals at 4-1. Off that loss last week, they have dropped to number 5 in the state poll. They are 2-1 in the FCAC. The Eagles are actually 3-0. As we watch the coin toss and the explanation. All right, the coin has been tossed. They are talking to the Eagles. And what do the Cardinals want to do? Looking like the Cardinals are going to go to our right. Trumbull says, give us the ball. So the Eagles have won the toss. They want the ball. The Cardinals are going to defend the end zone to our right. And we've got kickoff coming up. Old friends, the Greenwich Cardinals and the Trumbull Eagles coming up next. But first, we take a timeout. From Trumbull High School, you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Back at McDougal Stadium, Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, Sean Kilkelly always making me laugh. And the Cardinals and the Eagles getting ready to go. And in Trumbull, they've had some good times in athletics in recent, really the past year. Within the last year, they won the FCAC Championship in baseball and the long-overdue FCAC Championship in boys basketball as Buddy Bray, the head coach, got his first title. And I have to tell you, I called that game at Wilton High School, and the emotion of that night for Coach Bray to win a title, it was one of the more emotional nights I've ever been involved in calling high school athletics, because between Coach Bray and David Goldshore, the head coach of Staples, who had lost his father that morning, oh, the emotions were all off the charts. It was an incredible basketball game and an overtime game, and the veteran coach, Coach Bray, got the title. Time to kick it off. Cardinals will put it in the air. One very deep for the Eagles. And here we go on a Friday night. Under the lights, we're underway. End over end, coming down near the 15-yard line. Outside the numbers, starting to dance in, out near the 25, and tackled there. We'll mark him closer to the 26. As out of the pile came Will Carley.
Number 4, Will Carley. Tackle made by Cardinals number 29, Santi Parra.
And Santi Parra in on the stop for Greenwich.
And, of course, let us be the last to remind you that we might be keeping tabs on Game 1 of the World Series, which first pitch just after 8 o'clock between the Yankees and Dodgers out in L.A.
And who are we kidding? We will be keeping an eye on it.
These two Yankee fans, absolutely.
Absolutely true. From the far hash on first down, standing in shotgun, one in the backfield, a play fake, rolling right, trying to tuck and starting to run. Here's Wyszyski. Steps forward, gets across the 30. He is out near the 35-yard line. Max Merrick and Santi Parra in on the stop.
Cardinals number 29, Santi Parra.
Getting to see Wuchiski's running ability right away on that play. That's the kind of offense that Trumbull wants to run. Getting him out in open space, rolling him out, getting him in these mismatches.
Oh, boy. They gave him they gave him a favorable spot, a gain of 10 and a first down. So right back to the ground they go, trying to work forward to get near the 37. It's a gain of a couple.
On the carry for the Eagles, number 28, Braden Blank.
And that was
stopped by number 20,
Braden
Justin
Blank,
Carroll,
a junior, for his first carry of the night.
Blank had an 85-yard scamper for a touchdown against McMahon a week ago.
Second down and eight.
So keep an eye out for him.
Give him a gain of 2 and a flag down from the near side. Looks like the Cardinals might have been a little jumpy. And that is the case. So the first penalty of the night will cost Big Red 5.
Offside against the Cardinals. 5-yard penalty remains. Second down.
Von Velakis and McMurray, part of the four-man front. Linebackers dropping back into coverage, and they'll go to the ground again. Getting tripped up, though. That's Braden Jago, his first carry of the night. And Jago will get a first down on a little inside handoff. Jago, a sophomore, but a talented baseball player as well. Very talented athlete. And I said I'd call him Jago at least once on the air tonight. There you go.
Yeah, Jago's their speed guy. They like to use him for that portion of their run game. Blank is more their power guy, north to south.
First down for the Eagles at the Trumbull 49. Bouncing and going to the right just a little bit was Blank. And he might even lose yardage. But I think they'll give him forward progress, at least for no gain, or to midfield, a gain of a yard. Jack Carroll made the stop.
Yeah, when you're trying to establish the run, you always want to see what lanes are available, what mismatches you can take advantage of. It feels like Trumbull's kind of feeling out a little bit this Greenwich front to see where they can take advantage of some matchups here.
Second and nine at midfield, off a fake, back to the ground, and getting knocked down immediately. I thought that was Blank on the carry. He got knocked back a couple of yards. No, it's Jago on the carry. Beg your pardon. So Jago will get back to the line of scrimmage in about a half yard as Justin Carroll made the stop for the Cardinals. It'll be third and nine.
Yeah, that was that little inside handoff to Jago that they tried earlier.
Credit to the young man in a Mike Schmidt jersey in the old powder blue.
Oh, man, I might have to go shake his hand.
I know,
after
that's
the next
pretty
break.
Sweet. Third and nine, play action, looking to throw. Wyszyski rolling out, still rolling. McMurray in his face, throws low and incomplete. Guy Germain was the defender near the 39-yard line. It was intended for Chase Mercilius, and the Eagles will punt it away.
Yeah, Wyszyski is good at throwing on the run if he's rolling to his right. He's a right-handed quarterback, so naturally when you're rolling left and you got to throw it back across your body, not that many quarterbacks are that good at that. That throw is a little off target. The receiver was there for the play, but he wasn't able to connect.
Lorenzo Sevilla will punt it away, standing at his own 35. Takes a good mask-high snap, steps up, gets into it. That ball took a little bit of a curious bounce, and it's just kind of lying there near the 21, picked up by the Eagles, scooped by Joel Carrion.
And the Eagles are down the punt at the
we will put that about 28 yards on the punt. No return, and the Cardinals will get the ball for the first time tonight. No score with 8:54 to go in the opening stanza. Greenwich moving from right to left. MJ D'Angelo ran for over 100 yards last week. He will stand in the backfield, has Hector Lopez on his hip to the left. Blake Martin, the near side receiver. Matthew O'Donnell, the slot receiver on the left. And there's a third receiver wide right. First down, Lopez bounces it to the outside, turns it off the edge. He'll get to the 25 on a gain of four.
Somebody you know who wants to have a bounce-back game this week is that guy right there, Hector Lopez.
Second down and five.
They'll put him at the 26 for a gain of five. Waiting in shotgun. And a play fake and the ball on the turf, but O'Donnell right back on top of it. So that's just a miscommunication, and it'll be third and about 12 by the time they move the ball. Now they're going to make it closer to third and nine, but still, another miscommunication in the backfield.
Yeah, I don't know if he just dropped the ball there or if he meant to hand it off or what, but yeah, that's not what you want on the first drive of the game.
So trips come out near side left. Martin goes in motion. D'Angelo to throw. Looking left, slings, gets to Martin, but right back near the 27. He is tackled immediately by Wesley Dayton. And so the Cardinals will go three and out. Trotting out is Giovanni Albaladejo with a flag down on the punt. Ball bouncing. Abeladeo can't handle it initially, picks it up, gets knocked down, and he'll be all the way back at the 16-yard line, but let's see about the flag.
The flag came in right at the snap.
Yeah.
And too many men on the field.
Yeah, and that should be enough to give the Cardinals, well, let's see.
Too many men on the field, penalty against the Eagles.
I thought it might give Greenwich a first down, but the offense and defense are down at the other end of the field. And now the Cardinal defense is indeed trotting off.
Yeah, because it was fourth and four, wasn't it?
Yeah. The ball is marked at the 27. You get it to the 31. And there's the indication. Yep. So it will be a first down for the Cardinals.
Boy, and that's a killer penalty, isn't it? You're off the field. The punting unit's out. You just held Greenwich in your end to a three and out.
7:09 to go, first quarter. No score, and Greenwich gets the ball back off of the penalty. Would not have been good field position, but it would have been a better result than the Cardinals getting the ball back, which they now have it. So the drive continues now at the Cardinal 31 with Martin out to the left. Looking to throw, going right, and Hudson Squires makes the catch. They'll get him out to the 38-yard line. Maybe they'll move him to the 39 on a gain of, let's call it, 8. Hello to Jeff Alterman and the 10 Network sitting nearby calling the game as well, literally to Dan's left. We are quite cozy up here tonight in our alfresco studio. Should get that sponsored. Four-man rush for the Eagles. D'Angelo all alone in trouble. Down he goes. Lorenzo Sevilla. He gets the sack.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got free rushers coming at the quarterback, there's not a whole lot he can do back there. That was a missed assignment somewhere.
6:09 to go, first quarter, third and 14. They move the ball back inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. Cardinals look back to the sideline for the play call. Martin near side. He's got O'Donnell there as well. And here he is to throw. D'Angelo, dangerous pass, incomplete. Intended for Martin, but the defender was Will Carley, and now the Cardinals will try to punt it away again. You can bet the Trumbull defense is going to get off the field a lot quicker this time. And again, Albaladejo moving back in his own area. He goes back to the 33. There are some names I will never forget how to pronounce. Giovanni Albaladejo is one of them. Here is a high punt. He calls poison. It takes a Cardinal bounce and turns, or rather a Trumbull bounce, and turns back all the way to the 46-yard line. So 5:37 remaining, first quarter. Giovanni Albaladejo and his brother, both good baseball players, covered them during the Babe Ruth tournaments for a couple of years and got to know their mother, who would be up in the booth with us, and she made sure I knew exactly how to say every syllable of that last name.
Absolutely.
I love it. First down at the 46. Trumbull gets the ball. And they'll go right back to the ground. Trying the left side is Blank. And Blank not going anywhere.
Number 28, Braden Blank.
Max Marek, Santi Parra, both in the field to bring him down. Put him down, though, at the line of scrimmage with a half-yard gain.
I think these Greenwich linebackers are going to have a big night tonight against this Trumbull run game. We're seeing the captain, Max Marek, already flying around making plays. The other guys are going to have to follow suit.
Second and 10. Pass out to the left side, complete. Breaks one tackle. Grab him by the jersey and get to the 49-yard line. From across the way, that is Chase Marsilius.
The number two, Chase Marsilius, from quarterback number five, Caleb Wojcicki.
It's a gain of 5.
Stop by the Cardinals, number 7, Guy Germain.
With Guy Germain making
third
the stop.
Down and 5.
And they go to the Greenwich 49-yard line. Third and 5. A look back to the sideline. Cardinals showing the four-man rush. Linebackers look like they'll stay in coverage. Shotgun snap taken, looking left. Happy feet back there, throws underneath. That'll be a first down. Abeladejo working across, and he grabs it for a fresh set of downs at the Greenwich 43.
A nice job by standing tall in the pocket, being patient, waiting for his guy to get open, and he finds his buddy. Pick up the first down.
Two receivers near side right, 3:57 to go in a spirited first quarter, but no score. Wuchiski awaiting, he takes. No drop, throws left side, incomplete. Guy Germain, the defender, and it looks like it was intended for Matthew Green, Jr. at the Cardinal 38. It'll be second ten. So again, second and ten. People are saying hi to Mr. Alterman, and he's not paying attention. Kids in onesies, I might add. Handoff going right side and getting walloped at the line of scrimmage. Para got him before we even had a chance to see the number. It was Cosmo Zarelli, Ryan Mullen.
Stopped by the Cardinals number two, Jack Kelly. Game announcing the students in the sideline. Third down and 10 for the Eagles.
Third and 10. Wuchiski to throw. Steps up. Steps to his right. Now flips underneath. Has Abeladejo. Breaks one tackle to the sideline. And he's knocked out of bounds at the Greenwich 23-yard line. Got a linebacker or coverage on Abeladejo. He's sneaking out.
Well, the other thing is that was a pass play where Wuchiski rolled out to his right. Remember how I was saying he throws better on the run from that side. Abeladejo's getting open in the flat.
So the Eagles get a first down at the Greenwich 24. Marcellus is the receiver near side right. Wuchiski takes, tucks it immediately to his left, tries to turn it. He'll get a yard, maybe, but Richie McMurray got him first. If they give him forward progress, and I'm not sure they're going to. Right back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10.
Yeah. The other thing I'm wondering if Greenwich might have to do at some point, put a linebacker as a spy on Wuchiski. You know, because this guy can roll out. He can run on any given play. You may have to designate a guy to keep an eye on him.
That's not a bad idea. Loss of a yard, second and 11. Pump fake, now dancing, runs out to his left. Still dancing, throws to the end zone, incomplete. And he had Marcellus about a yard into the end zone.
Yeah, he had the over by maybe a step or so. Otherwise, that's a touchdown. But great job by Wuchiski. Again, that elusiveness to stay alive and get outside the pocket. He's actually had some Lamar Jackson like dance moves
sure
on that
did.
Play.
This
that was
is
impressive.
Town where they love their athletics and they are into it tonight. Third and 11 with 2:27 to go in the opening frame. Marcellus is the receiver near side. Now motion in the backfield. Here's Wuchiski's rolling out. Still rolling. He's in trouble. They got him and down he goes. It's Justin Carroll to hit him first.
Number 20, Justin Carroll.
And they will mark him back, looks like at the 29-yard line, where Jeff Alterman's uncle is doing a great job with the yard marker across the way. It's all in the family here, Dan.
It sure looks like it, right?
Fourth down and 15 for the Eagles.
So fourth and 15, why not? They'll go for it. Wuchiski joined in the backfield by Blank. Takes the snap, looks to throw, slings it, has a man dropped right near the 11-yard line. That pass a little high for the tight end, the senior Tyler Rodriguez, and the Cardinals will take over on downs.
Yeah, I'm sure when he watches that back on film, he's going to want that one back. That's for sure.
So the Cardinals will get the ball at their own 29, no score with a minute 40 remaining in the first quarter.
And that's kind of been the thing with Trumbull's offense so far this year, is if there's one thing that you could say about them, they do struggle to get going. They've had trouble getting points in the first quarter of these games. Now, their defense has held up their end of the bargain, holding Greenwich off the scoreboard so far. Let's see if that'll continue here.
D'Angelo waits in shotgun. Right at his hip is Lopez. Twins out to the right, and a bobbled snap, and his foot hit the, or his knee rather, hit the ground immediately. So it's going to be a loss of four. And again, the bobbled snaps being a problem, Dan.
Yeah, it's kind of a replay of what we saw last week, right? The center, quarterback, running back, those three guys exchanging the ball between them was a problem last week, and it's continuing so far tonight.
Loss of four, second and 14, a minute 10 remaining in the first quarter. Martin, the receiver on the near side, twins out to the right. Lopez in the backfield. And he's waving to Lopez, and the Cardinals are just way out of their minds right now. Flag flies, they'll get a false start.
False start penalty against the Cardinals. 5-yard penalty, we need a second down.
Second penalty against the Cardinals. And now you've moved the ball all the way back to the Greenwich 20. You're looking at second and 19.
Come on, T!
That clock running with 51 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Squires has come on. He's waving his hand on the far side. He's moved Martin over as a slot receiver. D'Angelo waits. He takes. Looks to throw on second and 19. Tucks and runs out to his left. Still running 20. 25, 30. 35, 40. He'll get a first down.
On the run for the
tackled by Wesley Dayton.
Michael,
it's a gain of 20 and a first down.
Yeah, well, that's how you can make everybody forget about a bad penalty or a bad snap, is you make up for it there. I mean, Trumbull's D had him dead to rights in the backfield, and this is the elusiveness and escapability that we've seen from him all season so far.
Let's see if the Cardinals want to snap the ball before the end of the first quarter. It's down to 2-1 and no. They will run the play. The play is going to run. As it was taken right up the gut by Lopez, he'll get 5 to the 45-yard line. But that is the end of the first quarter. They'll give him a gain of 6, and we'll take the gain of a break. One quarter in the books. Nothing resolved. Greenwich, Trumbull, no score. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full service gasoline fill-ups, along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Hi, this is Drew McFadden, Greenwich Cardinal Football 1984-1985.
And this is his son, Ben McFadden. You're listening to 1490 WGCH, home of the Greenwich Cardinals. Go Big Red!
I have to catch up with Drew McFadden and see if he wants to re-record that. Ben obviously is a little bit older than that now. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, McDougal Stadium, second quarter, no score.
Well, I'll tell you, the end of the quarter here couldn't have come at a better time for Greenwich. It just feels like they're amped up on offense. They got to settle down a little bit, you know, get back to playing their style of football. They've been jumping all over the place, making mistakes. See if the timeout here is sort of calming them down a little bit.
They'll go from left to right now. I thought they were ready to snap the ball, and not so fast, they say. McDougal Stadium, which has been a state championship facility, has a fresh turf down on it, and the track is fantastic.
Oh,
you and
isn't
I were
it
walking.
Lovely? Yeah.
We were bouncing right on that track before. Showing blitz are the Eagles to start the second quarter. Lopez is going to take the handoff, and he's going to stretch for maybe a yard off the left side. The ball did pop out, but let's see who recovered. bit of a scramble for it underneath. No indication yet. It is going to be, would anyone like to tell us? Well, with no indication, I'm going with it being Greenwich ball, and that's the case. It'll be third down.
And the carry for the Cardinals, number one, Hector Lopez.
So it'll be third and four after all that. No gain on the play. And Sevilla's having a good game. He's been all over the place for the Eagles. Clock running, 11:17 remaining in the first half, and Mars Petrosio says, let's get a timeout. The 10 Network has a coach's show on it before every football game. It is called Petrosio X's and O's.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Marsall, always a willing participant, runs the scoreboard and the clock during basketball season, is just an absolute pillar of the Trumbull community. And he is out there talking with his team right now, and now he wants a word with an official, I think.
Of course, with Coach P having basically a career's worth of success at Staples for being there for 25 years, to come home and sort of cap it off with a nice run here at Trumbull, being, you know, from here and how integrated he is with the athletics around here, it's got to be a great thrill for him.
And Jerry McDougal, whose name looms large, obviously, with the stadium named after him, but a legendary football coach and baseball coach as well. So quite a bit of success for Trumbull Athletics under Jerry McDougal. Third and four. Cardinals going left to right in the all-white tops and bottoms with the red. Now explaining something to D'Angelo on third down. Play clock down to 17. Whistled back into play. No score. 11:14 remaining in the first half. Empty backfield as Lopez motioned out. Pass goes to Martin, too high and incomplete. It would have been a first down. Evan Liguori was the defender, and the Cardinals will have to punt it away. Albaladejo trots out, and the punt on its way. High and wobbling. Takes a bounce, turns, goes inside the 20, and Greenwich will down it. They're going to mark it, from the looks of it, at the 21-yard line.
Number 33, Alexander Parchilla. Found at the 21-yard line.
11 minutes exactly remaining first half, and the Eagles will start closer to their own 22. Halftime will not seem to be at 8 o'clock for Dan and I to try to watch the World Series, but we'll make do.
I think I'm going to have to resort to John and Susan on the drive home.
Ah, yes. Well, Dan, a handoff comes up the middle, and bouncing right through for a gain of about 5 is Marcellus. Oh, beg your pardon. That was actually Jaden Tuhase. So Tuhase goes for, let's call it, a gain of 3. Jacob Mobley made the stop.
Second down and 7.
Second and 7 at the Eagle 25. Albaladejo in motion. Pass wide open over the middle. Complete. First down and more. Rumbling out near the Trumbull 44-yard line. That was taken by Rodriguez, the tight end, and the Eagles will get a first down after a gain of 19.
A nice throw and finding the open space there, Rodriguez. Again, Trumbull on the move here.
First down at the 45, no score. 10:09 remaining, first half. Cardinals again showing the four-man rush. Now they bring on the blitz. Here they come. They'll try the ground with Tuhase. He'll go to the line of scrimmage with the ball out again. But the officials reacting as if the Eagles had immediately recovered the ball, and they did. Dan is getting the full high school experience tonight among the fans, in the crowd.
We more or less are in the crowd
aren't we? We completely are. So you're getting the full experience. No gain, second and 10. Wojcicki, that pass is high and incomplete on the far side. Looked like it was intended for Albaladejo, and it was. It'll bring up 3rd and 10.
It looked like that ball was tipped a little bit. I don't know if Merrick got a hand on it.
Kind of looked like it.
Otherwise, that might have been right on target.
No scores. We roll along here in the first half with 9:24 remaining.
Yeah, but here's another 3rd and long opportunity for this Greenwich defense to get off the field.
Rolling left, throwing underneath, go to Rodriguez. It's complete. We'll only get him about to the Greenwich 49. The defense from Jack Carroll, and the Eagles will punt it away. So on 4th and 5, out comes Sevilla to punt it away. O'Donnell will go back near his own 15-yard line. Good snap with time, gets it away. It's a wobbler that goes kind of short, takes an Eagle bounce, and it'll be down near the 26-yard line. 23 on the punt, no return, 8:46 remaining in the first half. Still no score here. And I don't know that it's a defensive battle. I feel like it's two offenses that can't find themselves yet.
Yeah, 3rd down conversions have been key in this game. Obviously, both defenses have done well in those situations. Still waiting to see if Greenwich can kind of snap out of it a little bit here and put a good drive together.
They'll start at their own 26. On the far hash, moving from left to right in a scoreless first half. 4 receivers, O'Donnell in motion. And this is going to be a quarterback draw. D'Angelo rumbling out to the 35. Give him 9. They are checking to make sure, but they are not going to stop, and they are not going to move the markers. And now, hold on. We get a whistle from the sideline. Will they at least measure? No, they're going to give him a first down. They just said first down. That's why they stopped. So it is actually a gain of 10 and a fresh set of downs.
And the call's been changed to first down and 10 for the Cardinals.
At the Trumbull 35. Looks like they'll rush 5 unless they back into coverage. Showing blitz. Now they do start to back up. Now they come on. Linebackers really pinching, but a pass will come out to the near side. Here's O'Donnell, his first catch of the night outside the numbers 45. Flag down.
Penalty flag on the play.
And I saw Michael Mineo put his hands to the air and say, really, on the flag. So that tells me it's not going to be a good one. It's a hold against the Cardinals.
Yeah, they called that on Mineo, who's blocking out in front of O'Donnell there.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
Penalty number 3. Down. And that'll move them back to the 34.
Shame, because that was a first down completion that was wiped out by a penalty.
Sure was. D'Angelo waits from the near hash, gives it to Lopez. Lopez, a big burst. He'll get out near the 49. That'll be a first down on a gain of 15 yards.
Yeah, and that burst up the middle from Lopez was really missing from last week's game. They really want to get him going again with that interior rush attack. That's Greenwich's bread and butter, right? The run game with Lopez, the option play with D'Angelo, that's what they've been good at all season long, and we know they're dying to get back to that kind of play tonight.
Linebacker Miguel Lamore made the stop for the Eagles. First down at the 49. Here's Lopez, right, turns it, finds the A-gap, breaks through for a couple. He takes the hit from Wesley Dayton after a gain of 4 to the Eagle 47-yard line.
Yeah, Dayton, one of their team captains there, saying to Hector Lopez, how do you do at the end of that play?
That's what he was saying.
That was quite a hit.
I think so. Twins stacked near side right. Two, a little split out to the left. And D'Angelo with a shoulder fake. Going deep left side. Has a man incomplete. Put a lot of air underneath for Blake Martin down near the Trumbull 24. But that ball was also flying out of bounds. Diving effort by Martin. It'll be third and six.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. It was going out of bounds anyway. Not a bad idea to try to stretch the field here. You know, that's something else that we've kind of been waiting to see more of on a consistent basis is the deep passing game down the field from Greenwich.
All right, D, let's stop them here. 59 degrees when we kicked off tonight. With a light wind out of the south-southwest at 3, gusting to 7, and humidity at 58% with no chance of rain. Third and 6. Tucking, D'Angelo, tucks and runs. He'll get to the 45, still short of the first down. Brought down by Carly. Now, Dan Murphy, put on your coaching headset. It gets to the 44, that brings up 4th and 3. What would you like to do?
I like my offense to get 3 yards here, I think.
And I think Tony Morello wants the same thing. They're going to keep the offense on the field. 4th and 3, 6:07 to go in the first half. No score. Ball closer to the near hash. A snap of the hands. No movement from the line yet. And now a timeout. That doesn't mean they're going to punt. It means they're going to talk it over.
You have a chance here to go over a play that you like, if that's what you want to do. Getting the feeling that points are going to be at a premium tonight. So opportunities like this, you know, you don't know how many more of these you're going to get over the course of a game. You know, you typically get 2 possessions a quarter, so
yeah.
eight or nine possessions a game. This is your third possession of the game already tonight, so...
And that's another thing Coach Morello said to us before the game. He said, we have not had the ball that many times over the past couple of games, especially last week when you consider Wilton had a 15-play drive.
Watch the ball.
Yeah.
And the punt team does come on.
So they want to play field position.
Right now they do, with 5:56 to go in the first half. And he does punt it away. Spiraling kick. Driving Albaladejo near the end zone, and the Cardinals scoop it right up near the goal line. That bounced right into the hands of Jack Jedlicka, and they're going to mark it at the 4 on a 40-yard punt with no return.
Well, that's what you're thinking about when you punt in that position. Pin them deep.
5:46 remaining in the half.
Excellent job, execution, and the coverage team down the field on that one.
remaining in the first half. No score. Ball at the Eagle 4. They will tighten things up almost into an old wing tee, but not quite. And now a whistle. And Tony Morello wants to use his second timeout. Boy, he saw something he did not like.
Yeah, usually he gives you that look when he's coming off from the sideline and he's out at the numbers calling timeout. Wants to talk it over with somebody.
Great turnout by the students here tonight at Trumbull High School. They have come out, several of them dressed up in kind of a Halloween costume look tonight, for good reason, of course. Happy Halloween next week to everyone. And while we have a moment, I did this on doubleheader during the week, but I want to make sure we pause and recognize the passing of Pat Bria last Sunday, who was such an important part of GYFL football and especially the Koskob Crushers. I know there were a lot of broken hearts around Greenwich and Koskob this week, and our condolences to his family, loved ones, and to GYFL football, because I know how beloved he was in that community. Big loss for Greenwich football in totality. On first down, they'll just run it. turn it off the left side on a keeper for Wyszyski, and he'll stretch for a couple of yards very wisely with Jack Harrell making the stop.
12, Jago.
Although they're saying Jago on the carry, but either way, it could have been Jago out of the Wildcat, actually, in the jumbo package. But it was a gain of two.
There's a wide variety of backs that Trumbull really likes who can get carries and make things happen when the ball's in their hands.
Second and eight at the Trumbull 6. High snap. Bouncing. That might be Jago again, maybe to the 9.
Quarterback carry up the middle, number 5, Caleb.
Although now they're saying it was Wyszyski. I got to see who. No, it was Jago. It was Jago coming out of the pile this time.
Stopped by the Cardinals, number 29.
And now Wyszyski and the rest of the offense come back in as Santi Paro made the stop for Greenwich.
So they were running a little bit of a Wildcat look there.
Yeah.
Those first couple plays. Okay.
Very much so. And again, like you said, playing field position right now.
Okay, so you did your job first and second down to get you a few yards. Now let's see if, you know, bring your quarterback and your main offense in to see if you can pick up this first down.
Call it third and four. No score, 4.5 remaining first half. Rodriguez in motion, rolling left. Now in trouble. Turning and running is Wyszyski. He'll go to the far side. He should be able to get a first down. He does. And he steps out of bounds near the 23-yard line on a gain of 14. That's what a good running quarterback can do for you. They'll mark him back at the 21, but a gain of 12 and a first down.
Well, he starts out running to his left, so he brings the whole defense with him. And then about when he gets to the hash mark, he's like, oh, I'm going to go the other way. And he runs back to the right, and there's nobody there on the backside to cover.
Cardinals had him initially, but not the case. Motion with Abeledejo to the near side. Now in trouble. Wyszyski running. He can't get away from Para at the 21.
Once again on the carry, number 5, Caleb Wyszyski. Stop for a short gain by number 29, Santi.
Yeah, Para is just so good in open space.
Second down.
That is a family thing. Boy, the Paras can bring it.
Oh, I remember watching Sebastian last year.
Second and 10. No score, 3:47 to go first half. Off an attempt at a reverse, and Para again. Howdy do, knocks him down inside the 20. They handed it to Abeledejo, and he got walloped back to the 15. A loss of 6.
Yeah, Para just blows up this play. He's in the backfield before the reverse handoff even takes place.
Third down and 16.
Huge play there.
Abeledejo coming from the far side, and on the snap, Wyszyski went to give it to him, and he got walloped. So now a third and 16 at the Trumbull 15, 3:09 remaining first half. Rodriguez motions near side, looking his way. This ball's underthrown, and Guy Germain almost picks it off with a flag down. Abeledejo, the intended receiver. Nice call next to us all they want. I'm not so sure.
I'm going to get Germain for interference here. I think that's what the flag was thrown for.
I think you're right. Yes, it is.
Pass interference penalty against the Cardinals.
What'd you think? We had a good look. I thought it was ticky-tack. I agree with the 10 guys are looking at me going, oh, I'm not so sure about that one.
Yeah, that's two guys going for the ball, 50-50 there.
I realize that, you know, parents outside of our area are going to be parents, but I gotta see it fair. And they're going to mark the ball, Dan, not for a first down. They're going to put the ball at the 29.
Penalty is marked at the 29-yard line.
So it becomes now a third and two.
I thought that would have been an automatic first down, wouldn't you say?
Me too.
Anyway.
But it's third and two. Now they'll bring the jumbo package back in with Jago. And Jago's not going to get there. He got stacked at the line of scrimmage. When you run that kind of a wildcat, you take the snap and you try to sneak underneath to get through a hole. There was no hole there for Jago to do.
No, and there was no decoy in on the backfield who could take a pitch to the outside so that Greenwich defense could just sell out to stop the run up the middle.
So, again, the Cardinals will get the ball back in this really just kind of back and forth. Here's the punt. Got it away. Flag down. There was contact. There was contact right as the ball got away. And they're going to call the personal foul roughing the kicker. So the Cardinals take the penalty and the Eagles get fresh life.
I mean, you just can't do that if you're rushing that punt. You know, that's the one thing they always tell you to do is angle away from the punter if you're going to go for the block. Don't angle into him because they're going to flag you for running into or roughing every time.
So it'll reset life for the Eagles now at their own 45-yard line. Motion. Bouncing to the right side. It's blank. Nothing there. He goes to the right. Santipara among those, bringing him down. And Braden Blank looks like he might lose a yard. Jack Carroll on the stop, a loss of a yard, second and 11.
Remember how we were saying long drives last week were a killer? Well, this is how you get long drives sometimes, with big penalties on third and fourth down.
Absolutely
not doing
true.
You any favors.
Wojcicki gets a play from the sideline. He'll have two Hayes in the backfield with him. 1:40 remaining first half, and the Eagles with two timeouts. Wojcicki to throw over the middle, but upended. Made the catch and then upended by Guy Germain. Rodriguez the catch at the 49. Still short of a first down on a gain of 5. It'll be 3rd and 5. You think they want him to keep throwing to Tyler?
That's a good guess.
Thank you. Green, the receiver near side left, 2 out to the right. Wojcicki takes with 1:05 remaining in the first half, and a quick pass to Albaladejo right over the middle for a first down into Cardinal territory at the Greenwich 41. And a timeout spent by the Eagles.
That's a good timeout to use there. Still got one in your pocket if you want.
Gain of 9 on the completion. And just nothing fancy on that. That's just running basically a seam in here.
Yeah, just quick slant there. That was the 11th play of the drive, too. So, you know, Trumbull again, you know, keeping Greenwich's defense on the field quite a bit this first half. They haven't been able to break through yet, but they've got a good opportunity to here.
This a drive that started back at the Eagles 4.
Yeah, this feels like such an important drive in this football game, doesn't it?
1:02 remaining in the first half. The Eagles in business at the Greenwich 42. At the last moment, Will Carley comes on. He'll go into the backfield at the right hip of Wojcicki. Caleb Wojcicki takes it, steps back with a drop, tucks. He'll run left side. He's got open field, 40, 35. He'll get run out of bounds near the Greenwich 27-yard line. A diving effort by Justin Carroll.
Yeah, and that's just as simple as dropping back, letting your receivers get down the field, and then calling your own number because there's nobody sitting back at the linebacker level to keep an eye on the quarterback.
It's a gain of 14 from the near hash now. Marcellus, the receiver, out to the left. 3 stacked to the right side. Watch for Rodriguez. Wojcicki takes, rolls the pocket, still rolling, throws underneath. It goes to Rodriguez, makes a turn. He is brought down in bounds near the 27. So a very minimal gain. And Jack Kelly made the stop.
Clock moving here, down to about 30 seconds and counting.
One timeout for the Eagles. 27 remaining first half, no score. They moved it back to the 28, so it's 2nd and 10. Wojcicki takes, looks right, throws. That is incomplete. Carroll, the defender, to Hayes, the intended receiver. It'll be 3rd and 10. That stops the clock with 15 to go.
3rd down and 10, 15 seconds.
seconds remaining in the half.
I feel like they just took too much time between the snaps there. They were standing ready for quite a while there. But they let a few precious seconds tick off this clock.
Third and 10. Blank comes back in. He'll replace Tuhaize. Whispers the play quickly into Wachiski. Twin receivers out to the left. He rolls the pocket left. Tucks and looks. He'll try to run with 10. He is taken down at the 29. And there's a timeout remaining. The Eagles will take it.
Quarterback sack.
Tackle made by Kyle Ebanks.
Yeah, so they get the timeout. So time enough for the good old Hail Mary to the end zone, I would say.
On the 16th play of this drive, Dan.
Yeah, just, again, helped out by miscues earlier in this drive by Greenwich's defense. Now, if you're the Greenwich coaches, I'm sure you're reminding your players about what happened last week.
Absolutely.
About how you can't allow the receivers to get behind you in a Hail Mary situation. Let's see how they want to cover this time around.
All right, Cardinal defense comes back on. And they're going to go for a field goal.
Are they?
They are.
Okay.
This is...
So forget everything that I just said.
This is a 47-yard try for Sevilla.
Timeout, Cardinals.
But now the Cardinals will spend their last timeout. So both teams out of timeouts. 5 seconds remaining in kind of a nutty first half here.
Very bizarre first half. And... Yeah, as I said earlier, this is an important drive. You know, they like their kicker's range here, obviously, so they're going to send him out. Long kick, but as we like to say, crazier things have happened, right?
Absolutely true.
And I wonder if factoring into this decision is that Greenwich will receive the second half kickoff. Trumbull had their shot to start the game, so they're going to be minus one possession coming out of the third quarter. So trying to steal some points here going into half would be big for them.
Albaladeo will hold it. It's a 47-yard try near hash. Minimal wind. Snap is good. Put down. Kick up on the way. Plenty of distance. It is no good. Wide to the left.
Well, it had the length, didn't it?
It did have the length by far, and that will be the end of the first half with absolutely not a thing resolved. No score, Greenwich and Trumbull. What do you say when you go back in the locker room?
Well, that was quite an interesting first half. I would say that Greenwich, in general, played pretty poorly on offense. So to be in a 0-0 game at half, I actually think that they've done very well. And look, you're Trumbull, you're knocking on the door. You're making some headway here on offense. They're starting to get some momentum in that run game. Let's see if it translates in the second half.
And an interesting second half it will be as they've put 20 minutes on the scoreboard here at halftime. No score, Greenwich and Trumbull. Teams heading to the locker rooms. We're going to try to connect with the 10 Network guys eventually here at halftime, but they're still on the air. So we'll go ahead and let Sean take the break and get going on the halftime extravaganza. If we get a chance, we'll have them come back and join us here at halftime. No score from Trumbull High School. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football. I'm 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever, hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to gardencatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good,
you'll just keep coming back.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Friday night. No score between Greenwich and the Trumbull Eagles. Taking a look at what else is going on in the state of Connecticut as far as football goes. 17-14 midway through the fourth quarter. Maloney leading at New Britain. Hampden 21, Law 14. That game with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. In progress, just underway, Newington at Bristol Central, Amity Regional at Hill House, East Catholic on the road at Avon, Ward trailing big against McMahon at home 42-7. That game has about a minute to go in the second quarter. Windham at Ledyard, Southington at East Hartford, Plainville on the road at Rocky Hill, Lyman Hall all over Wilbur Cross 41-0. Start of the third quarter. And it is New Milford being shut out on the road at Bunnell 35-0. That game is at halftime. 45-0 Windsor over Enfield. That game also at the half. Simsbury on the road at Platt. Stonington hosting Plainfield. And it is Wethersfield with a 28-0 lead over Bristol Eastern. That game is late in the second quarter. Score right here, Greenwich and Trumbull, they are scoreless after two quarters of play. At halftime, Notre Dame and Guilford, they are knotted up at 14. Seymour has a 7-6 lead at Walcott with about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. New Canaan, they are on the road at the Wilton Warriors. West Hill at Danbury. And Glastonbury at Hall. There were a couple of games last night in the state of Connecticut. Crosby with the victory at Wilby 38-6. Ansonia over Holy Cross 48-13. World Series taking place tonight, of course. That game, the Yankees and the Dodgers, will start in about 10 minutes from now. Traveling over to Section 1 in New York State, Dobbs Ferry at Putnam Valley. It is Arlington on the road at Scarsdale. Somers traveling to Lakeland, New Rochelle at home against Carmel. John Jay at Fox Lane. Sleepy Hollow, they are at Pelham Memorial. And Greeley on the road at Peekskill. North Rockland at Suffern. Mount Vernon and Ketchum, they are scoreless and Mamaroneck and John Jay there knotted up at 7 with 8:02 to go in the first quarter. It is 0-0, the score between Trumbull and Greenwich. We'll take a timeout and then take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Kaskab has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah!
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals Football. I'm Sean Kilkelly on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Greenwich and Trumbull scoreless at halftime. Taking a look at college football tonight, Boise State 5-1, ranked number 17th in the nation. They travel to UNLV, who are 6-1. That game will kick off at 10:30. Last night, Pitt, number 19 in the nation, they defeated Syracuse 41-13. Tomorrow afternoon, Ohio State at home against Nebraska. Notre Dame 6-1 on the road at undefeated 6-0 Navy. That game will get underway at noon. Indiana at home against Washington. Oklahoma travels to Ole Miss, the number one team in the nation. Oregon, the Ducks at home against Illinois. BYU traveling to Florida against UCF. Missouri on the road at Alabama. Texas visiting Vanderbilt. Miami hosts Florida State. Penn State at Wisconsin. Texas A&M, they will host LSU. Kansas travels to Kansas State. And tomorrow night, SMU, they are on the road against Duke. Taking a look at the NBA, the Nets on the road against the Magic, and they trail by 8, 39-31, 4:59 to play in the second quarter. 76ers at the Raptors, Toronto with a 6-point lead, 46-40, 6:43 to go in the second quarter. The New York Knicks at home at Madison Square Garden, 3.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter, and New York with a 19-16 lead over Indiana. Other games tonight, Hornets trailing at the Hawks 25-14, 2:42 to go in the first quarter. Detroit on the road at Cleveland, they hold a 3-point lead, 27-24, late in the first quarter. Grizzlies at the Rockets, Bucks at home against the Bulls, Utah hosting Golden State, Pelicans on the road at the Trailblazers, and the LA Lakers, they are home against the Suns. NHL action this evening, and the Islanders are in New Jersey at the Rock, the Prudential Center, against the New Jersey Devils, New York with a 2-1 lead over New Jersey, 18:04 to play in the second period. Senators 4, Golden Knights 3, end of two periods of play. Getting underway in about 25 minutes from now, the Chicago Blackhawks against the Nashville Predators and the Penguins on the road at the Oilers. That game gets underway just after 9 o'clock. The New York Rangers last night, they fell to the Florida Panthers 3-1. The Rangers tomorrow will be back at home against the Anaheim Ducks. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock. NFL action last night, the Rams defeating the Vikings 30-20. Jets are in action Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock against the New England Patriots. And the New York Giants, they are in action in Pittsburgh against the Steelers Monday night at 8:15. Sunday night's game, the San Francisco 49ers at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Chiefs versus the Raiders, Broncos hosting the Panthers, Bears at the Commanders, Seahawks host the Bills, Saints at the Chargers, the Bucks at home against the Falcons, Detroit hosts Tennessee, Indianapolis at the Texans, and Philadelphia on the road at Cincinnati, Cleveland hosting the Ravens, and the Cardinals on the road in Miami to go against the Dolphins. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals and the Trumbull Eagles, no score, 0-0 after two quarters of play. Taking a look at New Jersey football and Woodbury at Shalek, 16-13. Woodbury has the lead. And it's Old Bridge on the road at Colonia, Deptford at Tritton, and Riverside visiting Lawrence. East Brunswick and South Brunswick, that game is in the second quarter. No score between those two teams. Glassboro has a 7-6 lead over Woodstown with about 6:25 to go in the first quarter. The Greenwich Cardinals and the Trumbull Eagles, no score. Two quarters in the books. We'll take a timeout, and they get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Connecticut. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302. At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups, weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach, social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities which focus on mind, body, and spirit include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth, and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering. Food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
You spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at GreenwichInsurance.com.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments, we cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income, crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at Gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds, LLC is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Greenwich and Trumbull, it's a good one. They're scoreless heading to the third quarter. Let's send it out to Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Thank you, Sean Kilcally, back here at McDougal Stadium. And as Sean said, no score. And as I said to you at one point, I feel like I know they're playing good defense, but I don't feel like this has been a defensive battle. I feel like both offenses have struggled to get going tonight.
Both teams have had opportunities, especially on third down, to keep the ball moving, but the defenses, give them credit, have made plays on third down. The other thing that I'm looking at, the same mistakes that we saw in the Wilton game for Greenwich, the untimely penalties, the mistakes on offense, that's still a problem for them, and it was a big problem for them in the first half. Total yardage in the first half, Trumbull 142 to Greenwich's 47. Time of possession in the first half, Trumbull had about 15 minutes of the possession in the first half. So they have kept the ball away from this Greenwich offense, to their credit. However, when Greenwich has had it, they've only had 3 drives this first half. They've kept the ball away from them, but Greenwich hasn't done anything with it when they've had it either.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall in the Greenwich locker room just to see what they do for the second half. Just what are they saying in there?
I got to think that they're searching for answers, right? I mean, this is the second week in a row where you've come out not looking all that great at times, and the offense has got to find a way to start moving the football down the field. And the other thing that they've got to figure out is how to stay disciplined in key situations, not getting yourself out of position where you commit a bad penalty. You know, not losing your concentration when you run into the kicker on a punt. You know, it's these kinds of things that are fixable. They're easy fixes, but you just got to go out there and do it.
I am told by a friend that Matt O'Donnell's grandparents are here tonight, and they don't miss a game. They haven't missed a game yet. In fact, they'll be at Thanksgiving as well. So great to have them. The loyalty is fantastic. And as you discovered tonight, driving to Trumbull on a Friday night is not for the weak of heart.
That's putting it kindly, I think.
And
yeah.
You came from what I thought was the easier drive, and you had a nightmare getting here.
It was close to 2.5 hours from beautiful Putnam County, New York, to get here. But hey, I'm here. I'm having fun. Hope the listeners are having fun. Buckle up for an interesting second half.
Can't wait. Cardinals will get the ball. Sevilla will kick it off after a wonderful halftime performance by the Trumbull Golden Eagle marching band.
Yeah, they get upset with you if you omit the golden.
Correct. Only the band, the Golden Eagles. We know that well. The athletic teams, of course, are the Eagles. Kickoff on the way. Sevilla with the approach, he gets into it. It's a line drive taken by Lopez at the 6 with a hole. 25, bounces off a tackle, 30. And he gets out near the 37-yard line. Brought down by Ryan Mullen, junior linebacker. So, Greenwich will get back to work.
All right, team, let's start here.
Well, let's see if Greenwich's offense comes shooting out out of a cannon here or what we're going to see.
And with every time the Cardinals don't get on the board, I can feel the confidence building here at McDougal Stadium among the Trumbull fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you held them to 3 possessions in the first half, and in those possessions they didn't move the ball at all. So, yeah, you got to be feeling pretty good if you're a Trumbull supporter.
All right. Things start with Squires, the receiver near side. Lopez in the backfield next to D'Angelo. D'Angelo on the quarterback draw. The keeper will get him to the 42, maybe. Roughed up by Emmanuel Liriano, the junior defensive lineman. That is a gain of 3.
All right, D. Get that ball back.
It's a gain of 3. Second and call it a long 7 near the Eagle 42. 3-man rush. Now here they come. Lopez bounces off of 1 with a flag down. He'll get to midfield.
Penalty flag on the play.
And the Eagles growling, so this might be against them. Let's see. Right now, the ball near midfield, but it's a hold against Greenwich. Penalties have also been an issue tonight. That is penalty number 6.
Yeah, I don't think they were listening to me a couple minutes ago when I said that penalties can kill drives.
Moves the ball back to the 35.
Remains second down.
Second and looks like about 13 near the 35. Fake on the pop pass. It was going to be, but instead it's D'Angelo. He'll just get a couple. Thought they'd get the hole to open, but it was just not there for MJ. And brought down by Geronimo Serna. It'll bring up third and let's call it... Yeah, third and 11. I'll go with that. A good PA announcer you can work in tandem with. Ball marked near the 38-yard line in Greenwich territory.
Good PA announcer is kind of like the third guy in the booth ways, right?
No question. 4 receivers total, empty backfield now with Lopez in motion. D'Angelo in trouble, steps up, throws. That is caught. It's O'Donnell making a turn, 40. Breaks it back in, 30. Turns it back in, 25-20. And he got a little too fancy. He falls down at the 24-yard line. I think he made maybe one move too many.
One too many at the end, but boy, he made a few along the way. And that is a huge third down completion. Just what they needed to get their offense rolling. And here they are, knocking on the door right away at the jump here in the third quarter.
38 yards and a first down for Big Red at the Eagle 24-yard line. 9:44 remaining, third quarter, no score. Ball split between the hash marks. D'Angelo and Lopez in the backfield. Squires, the receiver near side right. Two receivers out to the left. They keep an extra body in the backfield. Long snap count. Here it comes. Handoff goes right up the middle with Lopez, and Hector will get near the 21 on a gain of three. In the middle of the scrum was Will Carley. And I can say scrum here because I broadcast rugby from this school back in the spring.
That was your first rugby game, wasn't it?
First and only rugby broadcast. Was Greenwich Trumbull, in fact, right out that way. That's where the rugby field is. Jeff Alterman and I called it.
All right, cool.
With help, I might add, because we needed it. Not sure we'll ever do it again, but we tried.
It's always good to broaden your horizons a little bit, right?
I loved giving it a shot. Second and seven. Twins near side right, one out to the left. D'Angelo with a clap of the hands, looks to throw. Now he tucks and he'll run, but ran into a defender and he'll be taken down at the 19-yard line. Evan Liguori got a hand on him.
If there's one thing that Trumbull has been doing pretty well tonight, it's kind of like the same scheme that Wilton was running defensively, where they've been trying to block those inside gaps. There's nowhere for D'Angelo to run between the tackles if he wants it.
So a big third and six. Trips out to the left. Squires near side right. D'Angelo in the backfield with Lopez. And he takes. Goes back to Lopez on a handoff that just bursts forward for a first down. And the offensive line getting a big push on that one. They'll mark him down near the 17. It's a gain of eight. Make that the 12. So, yeah, still a gain of eight.
I'll tell you what, that's a play call you run when you know you're going for it on fourth down if you don't get it.
Sure is. Yeah, that was a
That's having a lot of confidence in your back that he can find a hole and pick up those yards.
Still no score. 7:39 remaining third quarter. Twins to the left, Squires right. D'Angelo with Lopez in the backfield. It'll be Lopez off the handoff. He bounces off one tackle, turns left inside the 10. He'll get to the 8.
Once again, I'm carry number one, Hector Lopez.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching a pinball machine with him. He gets into the middle of that maelstrom there where the body's flying around, and you just see him bouncing off guys left and right.
Tuhay's made the stop. Just inside the 9, make it 2nd and 6. Deepest penetration for the Cardinals tonight. 6:59 remaining, third quarter, on a chilly night here in Trumbull. Two receivers near side, make it 3. O'Donnell in motion. A 4-receiver set. Give it off to Lopez. Left side, turns it. Bounces near the end zone. He's down at the 1. It'll be 1st and goal after a gain of 8.
On the carry for the Cardinals, number 1, Hector Lopez.
And after you've been punishing inside, you can break it outside because they're trying to sell out for that interior run, and there's running room on the outside there with Lopez. So he picks up the 1st down at the 1-yard line.
Nose of the ball is on the Trumbull 1. O'Donnell will come out to the right with Martin. Vambalakis having a word with O'Donnell, who will go from under center now. Unusual, yes, but you're going to try to go short yardage. O'Donnell, and I think his knee was down. I don't think he got in. As 20 referees decide to tell you, they did not mark him in for the record, despite the commentary. 2nd and goal.
Quarterback sneak number 10, Michael D'Angelo, stopped just short of the goal line.
Second down. So 2nd and goal, now inside the 1.
Yeah, it's more or less on the inch line at this point.
Big moment in the ball game. 5:37 remaining, third quarter, no score.
Well, this is the kind of drive we were expecting to see from Greenwich all night long. Yep, offense finally came out.
O'Donnell again tumbles. He's got it. Touchdown. 1 yard touchdown run. And the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. They take a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, as I was saying, that's a really solid drive by Greenwich to come out of the locker room. You know, you've been really frustrated all night offensively, haven't been able to get anything going. That's a textbook Greenwich drive there. Good running the football, timely completions. That's what it should look like, shouldn't it, Rob?
That should look pretty good. And here's Ravina for the extra point. He sends it up and through. 5:23 remaining in the third quarter. And we finally have scores in a score in this game. Greenwich 7, Trumbull nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah!
Just to clear it up, it was D'Angelo on the one-yard touchdown run.
I tell you, O'Donnell looks like he could take it, you know, on any given carry himself.
That's the thing. He's so good, I just think he's everywhere. I've got his Uncle Craig Jones texting me, so that's, you know.
I'm sure that's factoring
it's
in
all
a little
the
bit.
Well, yeah. That in the back end of a cold that I started feeling last Friday night at Cardinal Stadium. That I was like, oh, okay, well, this is a little sign of something. It'll clear up. Yeah, it took a week. Deep man waiting for the kickoff with 5:23 remaining in the third. And here is that kickoff. Taken and turned off the near side by Carley to the 25-yard line.
Number four with Carley. Tackle made by the Cardinals. Number 10,
Greenwich's defense has been off the field for quite a while, including, obviously, halftime.
And Craig Jones says his nephew is Superman.
Sure looked like it on that third down completion last drive.
He does everything, you know? Yeah. But it was O'Donnell, so my apologies. All right, the Eagles now need to try to answer, and they'll start at their own 26. As they try a pass to get out over the middle, that it does go. I think to Albaladejo, and it is. They'll get him to the 34 for a gain of 8. Second and 2. And they'll try the ground this time, but nothing doing. Bringing it left side was to Hayes. He got marked back for a loss of a yard. They will put him down at the 33-yard line. Max Merrick on the stop.
Third down and 3.
4.5 remaining, third quarter. And Greenwich now with a 7-0 lead. Third and 4. Motion from Albaladejo from the near side. High snap taken. Wojcicki rolling out. He'll throw underneath an incomplete. Rolling out of the tackle box, so not intentional grounding. Max Merrick and Santi Parra were chasing him. And the Eagles will go 3 and out.
Yeah, nowhere for Wojcicki to go on that one. And that's a pretty good turnaround here. You know, Greenwich a long drive on offense. And then the defense gets off the field quickly with the turning it back to the offense here. So Greenwich set up here pretty well in the third quarter.
Punt coming, stepping right, and off a couple of fakes getting into it is Sevilla. It is taken by O'Donnell, I'm quite clear, because that's 19 at the 24 and knocked out of bounds. And Trumbull crowd wants a flag on every play, by the way. Just to be clear.
Well, that was an interesting block there on the backside that I'm sure they were reacting to.
Oh, no question.
That's what you would call a decleater.
But they will mark the ball from the looks of it at their own 45-yard line. No score, top of the second in L.A.
Okay.
Full service. That's the goal. .407 remaining in the third. In shotgun is D'Angelo. Four receivers total, two left, two right. Lopez stands alongside of him. O'Donnell in motion, takes the pot pass, makes a turn. Stretching, he's down at the line of scrimmage. Did not get any further. Braden Jago on the stop.
Yeah, it's a nice job by Trumbull's defense staying at home there. A lot of movement there in the backfield.
They gave him one, make it second and nine. 3:40 remaining. Third quarter, 7-0 Cardinals. Squires comes out as the receiver to the right. A Superman onesie is walking by us on the bleachers in front of us. And here's D'Angelo to throw. Throws a wobbler that was almost intercepted. That might have gotten... It either slipped out of his hand or someone got a piece of it.
Yeah, one or the other. I couldn't tell which one. But yeah, that was what you call a duck. And he's lucky that there was nobody on the receiving end of that for Trumbull.
That walked like a duck and talked like a duck. It's third and nine. Good crowd, but not full stands here tonight. A lot of kids actually playing often beyond the far end zone under one of the big portable lights they set up out there.
Yeah, they stole that from my contractor. I'm going to have to get it back from them after this game.
Straighten that out. Third and nine. Four receivers set total. Now it'll be five as Lopez motions out. And D'Angelo tucks. He runs. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another. Almost broke a third. He'll get a first down into Eagle territory at the 38.
Number 10, Michael D'Angelo.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of that from him so far tonight, but that is a... As a flag comes in.
Yeah, a late flag, which has to be unsportsmanlike.
So we'll see what that's about, but...
17-yard run for a first down in the meantime, but the flag might tack on some more. Let's see. The Eagles had only been penalized once tonight, and that is the case. 15-yarder. That makes me think somebody said something because I didn't see anything.
There was quite a bit of chirping after the play as D'Angelo got up. So I don't know who said what to who, but obviously the flag was thrown on Trumbull there.
And that is just something, Dan, that you can't afford to do in this tight of a game.
No, as I said, you know, these drives are precious by both sides, and so you can't be giving teams extra life, extra field position.
So now a first down at the Trumbull 22-yard line following the penalty. D'Angelo waiting. Lopez in the backfield. Blitz coming. It'll be Lopez. Breaks one tackle, sheds, and gets inside the 20 to the 19.
Once again on the carry for the Cardinals, number one, Hector Lopez.
Give him three.
Maverick Coppola,
sophomore linebacker, made the stop. The Eagles are young and talented. They keep growing. This is going to be a factor for years. This team will be good for years to come.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, we saw glimpses of it a year ago, right? And they've been building on that this year.
Second and seven at the 19. 7-0 Cardinals, 2:22 remaining third quarter. D'Angelo, quarterback draw, bounces and stumbles for a yard. As he tried to move to the left, give the tackle to Liguori, but it'll bring up still probably third and five.
You know, people were saying during the week, Trumbull lost to Greenwich 42-0 a year ago. This will be a comfortable game for Greenwich. And I'm like, no, not really. This is a team in Trumbull that they think they're up and coming, and they think they're good, and they can take it to, you know, the top teams in Fairfield County, and they sure are giving Greenwich a run for their money tonight.
Third and five. Motion in the backfield. Two receivers near side. 7-0 Greenwich. Lopez the handoff. Right up the middle. Off he goes. Touchdown.
Lopez.
17 yards out, and the Cardinals now have a 13-0 lead.
Yeah, that's what we've been waiting to see a lot of. You know, Hector Lopez getting cooking here in the second half with those runs up the gut. Offensive line does a good job of opening up the hole, and he takes it the rest of the way.
Ravina on for the point after O'Donnell to hold it. It is up, and it is good. 1:32 remaining in the third quarter. Now the Cardinals rolling a little bit. They have a 14-0 lead. We return to Trumbull in just a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering. Food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
You know, sustained drives have kind of been the conversation over the last couple of weeks. Cardinals had an 11-play drive to score the touchdown earlier. Now a 7-play drive. You kind of like that.
Yeah, you definitely like the advantage that that gives you. You know, your defense has more time on the sideline to regroup and freshen up. Kind of been a reverse of what we saw in the first half, where it was Trumbull who was getting all the long drives.
Jago takes the kickoff at the 13, moves to his right, tries to find an opening. He'll get out near the 30, a little bit of a scuffle at the end of the play for the ball. All good. Nothing more to that's where the Eagles are going to set up shop. 1:24 remaining in the third, 14-0 GWCH, as it says on the scoreboard. Couldn't they have put WGCH? I don't know.
Just flip those two around, right?
Yeah, why not? Not much to ask. Ball at the 31. Wojcicki and the offense come back out. Banks in the backfield. Banks is going to take the first down carry. He'll get a yard, maybe two. Out near the 33-yard line. And that'll be George Zell making the stop, junior middle linebacker, who we thought was a delightful young man until I did a little research.
He still is a delightful young man.
Oh, he's still an utter delight, second and eight. I will explain that comment if you don't know after all these years. Play action, throwing, that's incomplete. Looking for Rodriguez near midfield. Anytime there has been a player on the field, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, didn't matter. If we didn't have the number, we would just say, oh, he's a delightful young man because that was about as good as I could do. I know other broadcasters who will actually make up names.
Well, we've done that before in other sports.
Yeah, Dan and I got pretty good at that in hockey for the Hudson Valley Vipers last spring. Third and eight. 14-0 Cardinals. Rodriguez goes in motion. Back to throw. Wojcicki steps up. He's in trouble, and down he goes. They'll get him for a face mask, though. So the sack made back at the 25, but it's going to cost the Cardinals 15. They make the call pretty immediately.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy one to spot. But, you know, now that you're down 14-0, if you're Trumbull, now we have to see how this offense adjusts. Because, you know, with their run-heavy schemes, they like to play from ahead. Now you're down two scores and time is not on your side. We have to see what they can do here. Open up this passing game a little bit to get back in this game.
First down at the 43-yard line. Cardinals showing blitz. Here they come. Off a play fake. Out to the right side. Rodriguez makes the catch, makes the turn, and is dragged down by Jack Carroll. It will be a gain of four to the Eagle 47-yard line.
Second down and six.
Second and six with 18 remaining in the third. Keep an eye on Marcellus, the receiver near side left, as Wojcicki drops back. Deep ball right side. A lot of hand grabbing and incomplete. That was Noah Steele on the defense. And Matthew Green was the intended receiver. Bring and six. And still time for one more play here in the third.
Yeah, he goes for the home run ball there down the sideline, and Noah Steele does a good job of covering that. ball's just a little bit overthrown. I don't know that he could have connected anyway because that was good coverage.
So the Eagles will come out on a third and six. 6 seconds remaining in the third. Looking to throw with time. Lobs it right and incomplete. No receivers nearby, but and everybody jumping. Members of the 10 network jumping up and saying, where's the flag on that?
Fourth down and six.
It'll be fourth and six, and there's still time for one more play.
I think they wanted to get a hold on and out in the secondary there, but
here's Sevilla. He will put it in the air, and O'Donnell awaits at the 21. And a false start. They did start the clock. Let's see if they will leave it at that point. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. Will they change sides? Well, they're walking the ball back, which makes me think we're going to have an untimed down. Which is another way of saying, on the field, it's 1 second remaining. Don't worry about what the scoreboard says.
Yeah, well, I got my introduction to our favorite scoreboard in the FCAC a few weeks back, didn't I?
Yes, you
did.
Out there
in Boyle Stadium.
High snap over Sevilla. He's in trouble. He'll have to go back and pick it up. And down he gets rid of it, and he punts it. What a great job. And that actually will go as the last play of the third quarter to the 45. I would take my hat off because that was a heck of a play.
Yeah, so to recap real quick, the ball goes over his head and he recovers it. You're still allowed to punt the ball at any time. Not sure what happened there, if the Greenwich player thought that he had him down forward progress or whatever that was, but the punter's able to escape out of that and get away a punt to at least save some face there.
And Mars Petrosio coming out to gather the officials, and I don't think they're talking about pasta. We'll take a break and get ready for the fourth quarter. 14-0 Greenwich, leading Trumbull. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Connecticut. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Hi, this is Nick Fox, class of 2003. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Cardinals now moving from right to left in the fourth quarter. Starts with Hector Lopez around the near side and getting close to a first down. Let's see if he stepped out of bounds. I don't think he did. He'll get to the 39-yard line. Jaden Tuhays made the stop, and the Cardinals in business once again.
Yeah, I think Coach Petrosio at the end of the third quarter was still talking about that no call on third down there that he thinks they should have called against Greenwich.
At the Trumbull, 39, Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. D'Angelo looking it over. He'll go to Lopez again. Hector right up the gut, breaks one tackle, slips out of another. Trying to get out of a third. He'll get down near the 22-yard line. A gain of 16 more. Cardinals in business once again with 11:23 to go.
Yeah, Lopez is really starting to cook now, really getting going, you know, between the tackles. And he's at his best when he's bouncing off of tackles, breaking tackles, cutting back inside. We're seeing a lot of that from him in the second half. If you're Greenwich on offense, boy, this is a drive where you can put this game out of reach, right?
21-0 would seem a little daunting for the Eagles, but still time remaining. 11:18, clock running. From the near hash, D'Angelo waits on the snap. He gets it. He fakes but gives it off to Lopez, who takes it off the right side, makes a turn to get down near the 19. That'll be a gain of probably four more as he's heating up. As Jago made the stop.
if you're going to get 4 or 5 yards of carry, just keep handing it off. You know, the clock, if you're Greenwich, is your friend here as we get close to 10 minutes to go in the fourth.
Come on, T! Come on, defense!
Ball just inside the 20.
And they are in no hurry to snap this football.
Absolutely not. St. Joe's comes to Cardinal Stadium next Friday. We will see the Hogs. 6 o'clock kickoff. Dan and I will be there. Second and 6 at the 19. D'Angelo right back to Lopez. Lopez running up into tacklers, bouncing again, getting down near the 15. And this has been a perfect kind of drive. It's what you want if you're the Cardinals. Keep the clock running.
Yeah, this is the kind of offense that we, you know, that I think to see. You know, from the go here tonight, this is really what Greenwich wants to do. They want to run the football well between the tackles, you know, have these long extended drives. The second half has looked a lot more like Greenwich than the first half.
Third and a long 4 near the 17, and the Eagles jumped on the near side of the line.
Like D'Angelo went with the hard count there. Got him the jump.
And the Cardinals will get a fresh set of downs as a result. Penalty number 4 against the Eagles. They will mark it now down near the 12. First down again. Cardinals will stay with the same setup. Snap taken. Back to Lopez. Lopez once more. Breaks tackles again. Turning, spinning, tumbling. Got it. Touchdown.
Cardinals touchdown number 1, Hector Lopez.
And Lopez putting on a show here tonight. His second touchdown run, I should say.
Yeah, one more time with Lopez up the middle, you know, dragging tacklers with him. He has been fun to watch this second half, that's for sure.
Julian Ravina on for the point after, out of the hold of O'Donnell, puts it up and puts it through. 9:03 remaining in the fourth quarter, Greenwich 21 and Trumbull nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Look, the Cardinals will find very soon. They have a 21-0 lead with 9 minutes remaining and some folks beginning to head toward the exits. Greenwich will put the ball in the air. Kickoff coming with 9 minutes to go, and here it is. End over end and short coming down at the 19. It looked like it was taken by, I thought maybe Will Carley on the opposite side of the field. And I believe that's the case. He was tackled. They're going to move him out. Looks like near the 25, in fact. So that's where the Eagles will start. On what has been a frustrating night offensively for Trumbull.
You know, that's exactly the word that I was about to use. You know, they've made some plays. They've shown you signs of being able to move the football on a consistent basis. Just haven't been able to cash in with points tonight.
Right back to the ground. They'll go on first down with two Hayes, bouncing it off the left side, but nothing there.
Eagles carry number 3, Jaden Tuhayes.
Cardinals really plugging things up. And Zeal in the middle of that. Give him a yard and a half, and make a second and 9.
Second down and 9.
Yeah, we felt that going into this game that Greenwich's linebackers were going to have really block those holes inside, and that's exactly what they've done tonight.
Parr has been just fantastic all evening. To throw Wyszyski. Sends a deep ball and overthrows Abeladejo by a yard or two. Out near the Greenwich 45-yard line. He had man-to-man, but could not pull it in. That pass a little long for him. But you can see he's a, you know, Giovanni Albaladejo. He's a junior. You've got Chico as a sophomore. There's talent team. They're going to be good.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, Coach P said that he's really excited about this team's development to this season and next year. He thinks that next year is going to be a really big year for them as well.
Not to say they're throwing in the on this year. Third and nine. Back row in trouble. Defense and play him well. By the way, the 10 Network would like to rewind the clock to the first half. They would be happy if they could just go back then.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're rewinding.
You know, it does feel like we watched two different games within this game,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does.
You know, the first half was a defensive struggle, and it's been really one-sided for Greenwich ever since.
Sevilla will punt it away. Low snap, but he's able to get hands on it. Spiraling punt toward O'Donnell. Goes to but he'll pick it up at the 37. Makes a turn off a block and then falls down near the Greenwich 43-yard line. A timeout with 8:06 to go, 21-0 Greenwich. And, yes, this has been a regular press row up. Two broadcasts right next to each other.
I like it. This is cool.
Well, they're good guys, and I'm very proud of what Jeff has done with the 10 Network. They've done a wonderful job, not only with football coverage, which was going to be the heart and soul of it to get it started, but as we told you a little earlier, they've done some rugby, they've done baseball, they have done basketball. Jeff and I have worked a bunch of things, even a hockey game. So a lot of things have happened with the 10 Network, and I'm pleased to be a part of it. First down for the Cardinals, they'll go right to left. 8:06 remaining, fourth quarter. Shotgun snap, give it off, Lopez. Lopez accumulating the numbers as he makes the turn with a flag down into Eagle territory.
How many penalties is that going to be on Greenwich tonight?
That might be number nine, but I will look.
Yeah, because I could say that, you know, of the items on the to-do list to improve on from last week, the penalties continue to be an issue, I would say.
I was hoping to say number nine because you know how I would want to say it. But it will not be necessary as penalty number eight.
Okay.
Benny Rose, by the way, will be my guest Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on Meet the Beatles.
Oh, very nice.
He will spend a half hour with us. Benny Rose, who performed at the Greenwich Town Party a few years ago. Remember that. Shotgun snap taken after the penalty on a first and 11 now. And it'll be Lopez out near the 49-yard line with 7:39 remaining. Last week, if you didn't hear it, Sun Kings, a tribute were the charts. They were fantastic. And they were so kind. Each member of the band actually sent me a message during the week to thank me for coming on. And I owe them the thanks. They were fantastic. Mm-hmm. They really were. Second and six near the 48. 7:08 clock running. 21-0 Greenwich. And a flag will fly. I don't think it's delay. Nope, it's a false start against the Cardinals. Okay. Number nine.
Thank you.
Since Carnival of Light will never see the light of day, we've got to continue to pound away on Revolution number nine.
You could spend a show just talking about that, I think.
I think so. I have tried to find any bootleg of that, and I can't find it.
They've done a good job of keeping that under wraps, whatever it is.
That is all Paul McCartney's doing. All right, second and 11 after all that off the shotgun snap. Handoff comes right up the middle, and I don't think that was Lopez. Let's check. I don't think that was. No, it was not Lopez. That's actually Jack Kelly who ran the ball. It was two, not one. So it'll be third and eight when we resume at the 46 with 6:27 remaining in the fourth quarter. So Jack Kelly getting a little time in the backfield.
We haven't seen a whole lot of action from the running backs outside of Lopez so far this season, but obviously they want to give Kelly some reps here. Helps that running back depth, too,
ball sits
if you can get somebody else going.
Ball at the 46, right back to the ground with Kelly. And Kelly will just push the pile, and he's got a low center of gravity to push things into Trumbull territory at the 49, but that's really just winding down time more than anything. And that I'm going to keep the offense on at the moment on 4th and 3.
First game in the Cardinals carry.
5:40 remaining, fourth quarter. Martin and O'Donnell come out near side. D'Angelo in the backfield with Kelly. Squires, the receiver, out to the right. Motion in the backfield. Slap of the hands. Couldn't get him to jump. Look back over to the sideline. So, taking their time, and now a timeout. So you were trying to get him to jump and see if you could waste some time, and that was the result. .5:14 to go. And that Mike Schmidt jersey is back. That is a work of art.
Oh, I love those powder blue Phillies jerseys.
Blue with the maroon.
That's right.
Phillies wore that a lot in the late 70s, into the 80s, and right around the early 90s they did away with them. And then they brought them back as an alternate jersey, and they've been quite popular. All right, team back on, ready for a punt, but a flag at the snap. So hold everything.
A whole lot of standing around
here. Yeah, I don't see call, so maybe the officials were not ready. So was that an official? Yeah, I'm thinking it was an official timeout. All right, how about we do it again, Dan?
Got nothing better to do.
Why not? One more time on the punt and able to get it off and send a rocket down that takes a roll into the end zone. That'll be a touchback with 5:01 remaining, fourth quarter. Still no score. Game one of the World Series, bottom three at the end of the play. According to the official, or according to the PA announcer, I don't see the flag, though. Yeah, I'm not sure there's any, I don't know, phantom penalty flags going on here, Dan.
Been a few of those tonight, haven't there?
Todd Frazier, who you know might have played in the Little League World Series, from New Jersey. Cardinals have picked up an unsportsmanlike penalty. But he tweeted, Carlos Torres, who is the home plate umpire tonight, already a half inning in, has missed 6 calls already, according to Todd Frazier.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, we won't be talking about that on the Sports Talk stations tomorrow, will we?
No, not at all. Oh, well. I'm just not interested in having that conversation, I guess is my take on it. All right, ready to go. 5:01 remaining. That was penalty number 10 against Greenwich. Wojcicki rolls out. Tip, that is incomplete. On the pass play, Kelly with his hands on his helmet saying, I should have had that, but pass high and incomplete at the 45.
It was off his fingertips there. He had a good look at it, just a little too far out of his reach.
Looks like Cheshire on top of Hand, 22-20, fourth quarter there. Daniel Hand has been one of the big stories of this season so far. Tigers, I think, ranked number 2, if I recall. 2nd and 10, blitz coming. Wojcicki to throw. Steps up, runs with it. Turns out to his left. Running to the sideline. He's got a first down and more near midfield. He will hustle for about 15, and an official timeout now being whistled.
Official timeout.
With 4:48 to go. And the player slow to get up. We couldn't see because The Trumbull bench is screening us, but there is an Eagle player down. So as they tend to the player, Brookfield gets a 48-7 win against Pomperog. Massac up 35-0 on Bethel. 25-0 New Canaan, but I don't know who they're playing. I don't recall who they're playing.
They're playing Wilton, aren't they?
I think they are. I think you're right.
So New Canaan coming off of their win against Staples a week ago. Looking pretty good again tonight.
Woodland all over Naugatuck tonight. They've got running clock going in that one, 48-7. 4:40 remaining here, 21-0 Greenwich. Motion from Rodriguez, blitz coming, setting up a screen. That is caught. Wrestled down almost immediately is Mullen on the far side at the Cardinal 43-yard line. 4:19 remaining, clock running. Greenwich up three touchdowns. But the Eagles trying to get on the scoreboard, and this crowd trying to will them into the end zone.
Yeah, and you don't want to get shut out at home. You want to go out on some sort of a high note here.
Here's Wojcicki to throw. Sends a line drive toss to Rodriguez. He makes the catch at the 22, and he tumbles to the 20. Able to get him down was Noah Steele. It'll be a first down for the Eagles.
Yeah, Rodriguez has been able to get open from time to time tonight, running that seam down the middle.
And he's a big boy, so he gets in space. He can do some things. 3:49 remaining, fourth quarter, clock running. A look back to the sideline with a first down at the Greenwich 20. Moving from left to right are the Eagles in the black with the gold. Shotgun snap taken, Wojcicki. Tucks, runs to his right, flips, has a man. Flagged down, he'll be taken down near the 13. That went back to Mullen. It'd be a gain of 7, but...
flag came in from the secondary.
Yes, it did. It's now being explained, and we will learn the information. Here it comes. It's a hold against the Cardinals. And now Tony Morello has exploded off the sideline. That's going to get him a penalty. You could hear Coach Morello from across the field.
Yeah. So that'll be, so they're flagged, obviously, unsportsmanlike there. Yeah, that obviously really frustrated with that last holding call.
And obviously for the peanut gallery, meaning the crowd, everybody's got to take a breath. It's a 21-0 game with 3.5 remaining. The ball gets marked down at the Cardinal 14-yard line at the moment.
No, I think they got to still spot the ball off the unsportsmanlike.
And the
they?
Peanut gallery more than happy to remind them of that. So the penalty now gets marked all the way down to the 2.
First down and goal for the Eagles from the 2-yard line.
So after all that.
Welcome to broadcasting from the stands. It's not always like this. Play fake. Wojcicki rolling right. Throws. Has a man. Touchdown. Flag down, though. Rodriguez for a 2-yard touchdown catch. But let's see about the flag. So hold the celebration. And here it comes. Holding... Cardinals.
Penalty against the Cardinals is the fine Trumbull. Wow. Touchdown pass to number 9, Tyler Rodriguez, to number 5, Taylor Wojcicki.
Whoa.
that was an eventful drive, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. And the extra point is up, and it is good by Sevilla. 21-7, Cardinals lead, 3:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. I don't even know how to assess everything that I just saw.
I needed a minute there to collect my thoughts and think of something to say.
I know.
Yeah, we haven't seen Coach Morello explode like that this year. Not even close.
No. Nope, nothing like that. But he definitely, the penalty definitely got the best of him for some reason, and I don't know why. I certainly don't need to hear people behind him calling him a psychopath, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, you know, in a 21-0 game, there's got to be something really significant that would cause that reaction from him, right? You know, that's not, you're not going to do that for no reason.
Right.
I feel like he's felt all night that the officials have been calling a lot of things against Greenwich that shouldn't have been called. If I had to guess, if I were to talk to him after the game and ask him, that's probably what he would, that's the gist of the answer he would give.
All right, so the Eagles will kick it off. The Cardinals have 3:26 remaining. They lead by 14.
I would imagine we're going to get some sort of a squib kick or an onside of some sort here.
Yeah, Sevilla's got it teed up as if it will be an onside kick. Sevilla waving his players, making sure nobody's offside. Now everything's ready. He makes the approach and sends it. And it goes off the hands of an initial Cardinal and then able to get on top of it. And the Cardinal who got on top of it.
I think it was that man again, number 19.
I believe so.
Onside kick recovered by the Cardinals, number 18.
Well, they're going to give it to George Minchin, number 18, but either way, you thought it was O'Donnell, number 19. It was not D'Angelo. He wears number 10.
No.
Hey, when you make mistakes, you just have to make fun of yourself.
That's all right, you know.
Not my first. Ball down at the 44-yard line, 3:26 remaining. There's nothing to say this game is over, by the way. Take a look at the back at the scoreboard. And D'Angelo, with a clap of the hands, gives it off. It will go up the middle. And a good burst up the middle by Jack Kelly should be enough for a first down as he gets about 12 near the Eagle 45-yard line with 3:19 to go. Now that obviously helps because the Cardinals can now just keep running the ball, stay in bounds, keep the clock running. The Eagles do have, I believe, two timeouts, I think. Scoreboard says they have all three, but I don't believe that is the case.
Yeah, the scoreboard has not been keeping track of timeouts remaining.
No. Play clock down to 19, 2:58 remaining. Cardinals lead 21-7. Kelly stays on in the backfield. Twin receivers out to the right, Jumbo up front. Kelly off the handoff, and he got hit immediately. Evan Liguori wrapped his arms around him, but that'll continue to work the clock. It'll be second and 10 with 2.5 to go.
Second down and 10.
Cardinals trying to get to 5-1. And they'll be home, as I said, to play St. Joe's next Friday at 6. Trumbull hosts Stanford next Friday at 7. Second and 10, down to 2:05 remaining. One more time to the ground with Kelly. And Kelly just trying to get across the 35, but the Eagles will take a timeout as he gets to the 42. So we think the Eagles have a timeout remaining with 2 minutes to play. And bottom four, still no score in Los Angeles.
Okay.
been quite a night here at Trumbull.
This has been a, you know, we've had a couple of weird games this year. I think you could add this one to the weird category. It's like, you know, you study these two teams during the week getting ready for a game, and you think you know what you're going to see out the gate, and then you get a curveball thrown at you, to use a World Series baseball reference, and you just get a completely different display than what you think you're going to see all week long. The Trumbulls played them tough tonight. Give them credit.
Third and 7, 2 minutes to go. Two receivers to the right. Kelly in the backfield. D'Angelo takes, gives it back to Kelly off a little delay. Broke the initial tackle. He'll get to the 40, but you know what, Dan? I go for it on fourth down to keep running clock and see if you can pick up the first down, call it a night.
Certainly could do that. Yeah, put this game on ice.
And they're staying out there right now on 4th and 5. I don't suggest anything, you know, I'm not suggesting anything wild like a play action and throw the ball, but you got 1:28 remaining. You know, initially, MJ D'Angelo is going to try to draw him offside. Kelly stays in the backfield with him. No movement. There was a little bit of a jump, and now a flag. And they're going to get a false start on the Cardinals. And now the kicking team does come on.
Well, yeah, now you have to put it away, right? But
yeah, with the ball sitting at the 45, you have to get rid of it. 1:13 to go. Minimal rush. Gets it away. Spiraling kick. Fair catch called for by Jago down near the 8-yard line. So you have 67 seconds remaining and you need 14 points. What are you doing?
107 remaining in the first.
Just wrapping it up. Getting everybody to triple zeros, making sure nobody gets hurt. I have to say, you know, this is a program in Trumbull that's really on the upswing, and I was really impressed watching them tonight. They've got a lot to look forward to the rest of this season. You know, they're, as I said at the open, they're in the mix for a playoff spot. They think they can sneak into the Double L playoffs this year. So still a lot for them to play for this year.
All right, on first down, back to throw. Wojcicki will tuck and run with it. Turns it left, stays inbounds, though. Cardinals did a good job of staying home. He'll get to the 19, but the clock, obviously, not their friend. And it runs down to 53. So hurry up. They get right back to the line of scrimmage. Greenwich leads after a gain of 9, 21-7. And now an official timeout.
What have there been more of, Greenwich penalties or official timeouts?
This is not one that will be sitting in the Hall of Fame. Let's put it that way.
I'm sure Coach Morello would agree with you.
I'm sure. No question. Wojcicki to throw. Off a fake, he rolls out to his left. Still running. He throws. Catch made by Jago. Will they give him the catch at the 30? I believe they down with 33 seconds to go. And Wojcicki with a fine effort, running, sprinting to his left, and able to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, and this is why they really like what they're building here at Trumbull the rest of this year and next year. They think they've got a quarterback who can take the next step and really lead this team in the direction they want to go moving forward.
23 seconds remaining, 21-7 Greenwich in trouble. And in the backfield, and Merrick able to bring him down. He is joined by Justin Carroll. A flag at the end of the play as Wojcicki is sacked with 15 to go.
Personal foul penalty against the Cardinals.
The Eagles will head over to their sideline. With 15 to go, 21-7 the score. We were warned that we'd have a talker near us tonight. And Jeff Alterman was absolutely correct.
Oh, I missed that exchange. Okay.
Yeah, that was before you got here.
Ah.
The person in question actually had to be spoken to by a member of their quarterback club last week.
Oh.
Who was told you can be heard on their broadcast. Well, I guess he doesn't care being heard on our broadcast.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'll just be heard on the other broadcast.
Oh, well. All right, penalty moved the ball out to the 45. There's 15 remaining. On what was like penalty number 14 at that point, I've stopped counting. First down at the 45, Wojcicki takes, back to throw, steps out to his right, looking to the sideline. He's in trouble, got him. Max Marek gets him back at the 45.
Quarterback sack number 8. For the Cardinals.
And with 8 seconds to go,
timeout, Eagles.
The Eagles apparently did have a timeout left, and this is the longest end to a football game in American history.
I'm a little surprised at the use of the timeout here, but
8 seconds chasing 14.
They just, you know, they don't want the crowd to leave just yet.
Nah.
You know? They want, you know, they want the fans to our right to be yelling goofy things for another 8 seconds or whatever.
Mars Petrosia will play to the whistle, no question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, these are still, even in blowouts, these are coachable moments.
Oh,
you know,
no
for
question.
A coach like Petrosia, you know, he's coaching his guys up whistle to whistle. You know, these are opportunities for your offense to, you know, come away with some positives going into the next game. So,
by the way, the left shark costume might be my favorite tonight.
Oh, isn't that funny?
That's pretty great. Inflatable, I might add. 8 seconds to go. This is the stuff you talk about in an endless array of penalties and timeouts. Likely last play of the game. Clock has not started. Ball is thrown. Almost intercepted. Now they start it down to 4. Is that going to be enough? Yeah, it's going to be enough to allow them to run one more play. Green, the intended receiver. And one more snap. 21-7
Maybe
Greenwich.
One more snap.
Yeah, maybe. We'll just keep going. Maybe they'll add a fifth quarter. Shotgun snap taken on the last play. That'll be thrown underneath and incomplete. And that is it. The clock did expire. Cardinals win it 21-7. In what became a contentious victory here tonight for the Greenwich Cardinals.
Back in the win column for Greenwich, you know, again, it was a bit of a shaky first half for them in a lot of respects, but the offense got their act together in the second half, made enough plays, put some distance between them and a very talented Trumbull team that, like I said, has a lot to look forward to the rest of this year and beyond.
Tony Morello and Mars Petrosio come together, and the two coaches talk. There's a lot of respect between the two. I don't think anything negative went on in that conversation. It might have been an explanation of what happened, but I did want to see how the coaches handled this exchange, and they handled it like the pros that they are and they should be, for that matter.
Yeah, you know, Coach P has been in this position for 30 years, and Coach Morello is no stranger to these situations himself.
Not at all.
I would say overall, you know, it's still a lot to work on. Still, I think it's a work in progress if you're Greenwich, but coming into an environment like this in Trumbull on a Friday night and coming away with the win, I think they will gladly take that and move on to their next game at home next week against St. Joe, which is going to be an interesting game.
I was going to say, that is not an easy matchup now. The Cardinals do advance to 5-1, but St. Joe's gave them a back-breaking game at St. Joe's High School last year, right here in Trumbull, of course, just up the road at Dolling Field. That's what I was trying to think of, was the name of their facility. They played at Dolling last year, and it took, I believe, a Jack Carroll interception, a pick six late in the game to get that victory. The Cadets play tough football, and they will be a tough out next Friday night.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, St. Joe always gives Greenwich a good game. And, you know, if you're Greenwich, you're fortunate that you get them at home this year, but St. Joe travels well, and they always bring their A game. So, you know, two teams that are going to be ranked in the top 10 in the state coming together as we get now into the stretch run, second half of the year. these kinds of games are marquee matchups, and they're going to be a lot of fun.
What positive do you take out tonight for Greenwich? I know there are concerns, but what are the positives?
I think that you stayed resilient. You know, it was kind of one of these ugly games that, you know, was kind of teetering. It could have gone one way or the other, but, you know, you held firm. You kept, you know, pounding what you're good at with the run game, and you eventually got some breaks to go your way. I think that resilience by Greenwich is something that I take from this game.
And I think the resilience of Hector Lopez as well. I don't know what his final numbers were, but he really began to explode in the second half. And whatever adjustments they made at halftime, that's your big takeaway as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and as I said before, you know, it felt like this was another one of these games where it felt like we were watching two different games at once, right? You know, the energy was different to start the game, but, man, they turned up the energy a notch coming out the second half. So are there things that you can take from that, learn from that? You know, we'll have to find out how they review the tape of this one, because they're going to have to play better than this, I think, if they're going to take out St. Joe's next week.
The Cardinals advance to 3-1 in the FCAC. The Eagles drop to 3-1 in the FCAC. They're 3-3 now, the Cardinals overall, at 5-1. And tomorrow, by the way, over at Cosby Field, two undefeated teams, Brunswick and Phillips Exeter, and the final home game of the regular season for the Bruins. So come on out, watch the Bruins, and we'll have the broadcast, of course, over on Local Live. But final thought from you before we say goodnight.
Yeah, impressed by Greenwich. You know, coming off of a loss, we were curious how they were going to perform. I think they did enough tonight to get the job done, and if you're Trumbull, you can hold your head high after tonight. You know, you went toe-to-toe with one of the top five teams in Double L, and there's no shame in losing a game like this.
And they're heading in the right direction, absolutely. All the respect in the world for Mars Petrosio and the Trumbull Eagles. But the Cardinals get the win. They win 21-7 here tonight. That'll do it from McDougal Stadium. We will see you next Friday night at 5:50 pregame show, 6 o'clock kickoff. The Cardinals and the Cadets of St. Joe's. They like to be called the Hogs as well. For Sean Kilkelly back in the studio, Dan Murphy alongside of me, and for the 10 Network boys to their left, I'm Rob Adams saying goodnight from Trumbull. You've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football. Final score, Greenwich 21, Trumbull 7. From McDougal Stadium, good night, everyone.
Let's go, Yankee.
People I know, that good people are happier, and happy people are gooder.